This is Orson Welles, speaking from London. The Black Museum, a repository of death. Yes, here in the grim stone structure on the Thames which houses Scotland Yard is a warehouse of homicide, where everyday objects, a kitchen knife, a roller skate, a violin string, all are touched by murder. Here's a .32 caliber bullet. It's a familiar object. Brass cartridge case, snub leaden nose. Not very pretty to look at.
Interesting, this bullet, Sergeant. Notice the back of the cartridge case.
Yes, sir. It's for a centerfire weapon. The firing pin of the pistol must strike the center of the cartridge.
Right. But the weapon in which we found this bullet was a rimfire revolver. The firing pin could strike only the edge of the cartridge. That little fact, Sergeant, saved at least one life, I'd say.
Well, today, that centerfire bullet can be seen in the Black Museum.
From the annals of the Criminal Investigation Department of the London Police, we bring you the dramatic stories of the crimes recorded by the objects in Scotland Yard's Gallery of Death, the Black Museum.
Black Museum. Scotland Yard's Museum. Museum of Murder. Here lies death. So orderly, so well kept. Row and row. A macabre record of the violence of many generations. Each object in its place, each marked, tagged, carded with name and place and date. Each object in this room enjoyed in its life one supreme moment, when the eyes of the world were upon it, and it played its silent part in a case of murder. And here we are, here's a jeweled ring, fit for a princess, but born of a mind like the Borgias. Press the jewel, so, and a tiny point licks out, a fang, dripping death. Shake hands with your enemy, shortly thereafter, he dies. A bathtub. Yes, a bathtub. White, smooth, shining in the dimness. Once a man floated face down in this tub. He slipped or he had been pushed. Was the mark on his skull caused by striking his head as he slipped, or by a blunt weapon? In any case, he drowned. Ah, I see. The .32 caliber bullet. Even here, lying so quietly, so somberly, it's ugly. This object was made for killing. As a matter of fact, it never did kill. That's the story. It began on a London street. A dark sedan drove slowly into the stream of traffic. There are three young men in it. One seems quite a bit younger than the other. Even so, the car continues to cruise along.
You got everything straight, Rod?
Sure. Do you think I'm a goon?
You just want to be sure, kid. That's all. Now, what did we tell you?
I'll stay in the car till you wigwag it's all clear. Then I'll go in with you. Hey, there's a chance to park the old bus.
Okay, kid. Watch the fenders now. Wouldn't want nobody to ask for your license at a time like this, eh?
Maddie, leave him alone.
Sure, Jack, sure. Just kidding him, that's all. What's the matter? You edgy?
Cold as ice, that's me.
Yeah, ice is what we're gonna get.
All set. Let's go.
Two young men leave an automobile, stroll up the street, hands in pockets, cigarettes dangling loosely from their mouths. They walk past a busy jewelry store.
Pretty crowded. Maybe we ought to wait.
Could be. No use taking chances.
They stroll a few steps farther on. They turn, start back, quite casually.
Hey, what's the kid doing?
Oh, the guy's going into the store. Come on.
A goon must have thought we made the signal. Got your gun?
What else?
Slow down now. In we go.